Sorry, I'm late. Did you sign us up?
Frazier, I've been thinking. How many years have we teamed up for the squash tournament only to be eliminated in the second round?
9.
Exactly. Don't you think it's time we came up with a new strategy?
Niles, if you're talking about taking that powder that's made from sheep's glands, the answer is never again.
Actually, I was thinking of something more fundamental. It occurs to me that after 9 years...
Niles, here comes that two-faced braggart, Jim Blake.
Jim, looking good!
Thanks, Frazier, thanks.
So, you signed up for the tournament?
I don't know.
Happy, partner?
Awesome. Let's do it. I'll see you on the court, bro.
It's not what it looks like.
It's exactly what it looks like. You've teamed up with someone younger and in better shape.
No, Frazier, you know I don't care about such superficial
things. That Jim is bad news. He struts around here in those ridiculous-looking Swedish goggles that everybody thinks are so cool.
Jim.
You know, I just wish you'd told me sooner instead of waiting until the last minute. Does Jim know you're passive-aggressive?
Believe me, neither Jim nor I expected this to happen. Our games just meshed. We would have teamed up sooner, but the timing was never right. Either Jim was with a squash partner or I was playing with you.
Fine, go. Just go to your new partner. I don't care. Who needs you? Niles, don't forget to wear your wrist brace. You know how easily you sprain.
Frazier, oh. Chelsea Gray, we met a few months ago.
Yes.
You were kicking the Gatorade machine.
Of course, I remember. I had inserted my dollar bill with Washington's face up as per the diagram and was vended nothing.
Did you ever write that letter?
Indeed, I did. The matter still pends.
Ah. So did you sign up for the tournament?
Well, I was going to, but I just found out my customary partner has made other plans this year.
Well, would you be interested in playing mixed doubles? I'm a girls' P.E. teacher, so it'd be nice to play with a guy for a change.
Well, thanks for the offer, but you know, after what I've just been through, I'm not sure I'm ready to partner up again.
Well, that's too bad. I've seen you play. We'd make a good team.
You already resorting to playing with the girls, Frazier? No offense, sweetie.
Excuse me.
Ow! Nice shot, partner. Here we are. Hello, all.
Hi, you'll
never guess who just won their squash tournament.
If only we had a big, shiny clue.
Oh, hey, that's great news. Congratulations.
Well, I owe it all to my partner.
Oh, thank you, partner, but I think it's really due to our partnership.
Well, no, you know what they say. There's no I in team.
Like there is in Niles. So here, Dad. Check it out.
Wow, would you look at that.
I didn't think I'd ever see the day one of my boys would win a trophy that didn't have a book on it. Now, all that's left on my list is shake hands with Hank Aaron, kiss Sally Field on the mouth, and then I can go on and be with your mother.
You know, Jim and I may have our own trophies soon. We're still alive in the men's doubles bracket.
Oh, please, Niles. Your partner couldn't be carrying you anymore if he put you in a snuggly and strapped you to his stomach.
Well, I'm proud of both of you. And squash might not be the toughest of sports, but it's still technically a sport.
What? Squash can be pretty tough. Huh. Oh, no. I once saw a guy break his leg in a mid-court collision. The bone was poking through his skin, and he still finished the point.
That's the game you guys play?
Hell yeah.
Frazier, do you mind if I use your phone?
No, of course not. I'll tell you what, come use the one in the other room. That'll give you some privacy. After you, my lady.
You know, Dad, when Jim and I win our trophies, I think I'm going to give mine to you.
Thank you, son. But I don't want you moping around here if your brother wins one and you don't.
Oh, please, Dad, I'm a little more mature than that.
No, you're not. It still bugs you that his name comes first alphabetically.
Well, that was your fault.
Your girlfriend seems nice.
Well, she is nice, but she's certainly not my girlfriend. I do find her attractive, but I'm not sure I'm anything more than a teammate to her.
Well, from what I've seen, I'd say she likes you a lot.
Really? She did kiss me once. But I think that was just in an overflow of emotion after one of our victories, you know. I suppose that happens all the time on sports teams, right?
It doesn't. Of course, I can't speak for the Canadian leagues.
Well, truth be told, now that there's not the excitement of the tournament to fuel the fires, I don't think we really have much in common in the real world.
You have your ostentatious trophies.
Well, it was good seeing you all, but I have to get going.
Oh, oh, so soon?
You just got here.
I have an early faculty meeting.
Here. I'll walk you out.
Come back.
Bye.
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 See ya. Congratulations. Bye.
Well, I certainly had a great time the last few weeks.
Yeah, me too. Call me again if you want to play sometime. I don't suppose you'd want to take this to the next level.
Oh, I gave up my dream of professional squash years ago.
That's not what I meant. Maybe I could think of another way to put it.
Dad?
Hey, I didn't expect to see you here. Now said you were going out with Chelsea.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I just thought I'd stop by for a quick pick-me-up before I pick her up.
Does she laugh at that kind of stuff?
You know, she does.
Hold on to this one.
I intend to. espresso, please. You know, every day I learn something new about her. She enjoys reading poetry in the bath. She's an excellent cook. It's like she's the perfect girl for me.
Well, I think you make a lovely couple.
Oh.
Even though Niles can't believe you're dating a gym teacher. He says it's a betrayal of your younger selves.
Yes, it's perfectly understandable. We didn't have much luck with gym teachers when we were kids. They were always so derisive and ego-crippling. There was this one in particular, Coach Fuller. He was the worst. The kind of man that would make the whole class wait while you did your push-up. It was just so traumatizing. I would actually lose my lunch before gym period. Except on those days when my lunch money was stolen, then I just dry heaved.
Niles has tons of stories like that.
You know, perhaps getting to know Chelsea will help Niles to exorcise his demons and put them behind him.
He's running out of room back there.
Hey, Ross. Hey, Daphne. Hey, Fraser.
Hi, Ross. You all right?
Oh, I was fine until I saw Julia in the parking lot. Why does she have to come here?
For God's sakes, Ross. I'm a little tired of hearing you complain about Julia all the time. Why don't you just give her a chance?
How about her? I've been working with her for over a month, and she shows me no respect. She's mean and arrogant, but not in a funny way like you. Could I have a latte, please?
Yeah. Listen, the woman took a portion of my show to do her financial dribble. You don't hear me complaining about her all the time. Now, enough is enough. Julia, why don't you come and join us?
Oh, all right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hello, Fraser.
Isn't this nice? All right, it's come to my attention that there is some tension between the two of you. Now, as it is entirely possible that we will be spending a great deal of time together, I think it's important that we establish an environment of mutual respect. To that end, as it is impossible for the two of you to communicate at all, it is time for me to roll up my sleeves and facilitate. Finding some common ground would be the first step, perhaps a love of plants. The sea.
You sure love to hear yourself talk. It's impossible to tune him out.
How can you stand it?
The key is to know when to say, uh-huh.
Fine, fine, all right. If I am your common ground, so be it. Please feel free to tread upon me.
Uh-huh.
The important thing is that you're talking. Communication
just
is
go.
Okay, he's gone.
Slowly. Oh, be with you in a minute. You can wait in my office.
Please excuse my daughter, Ruby, from P.E. She has a debilitating disease. Nice try, Ruby.
Hey, who didn't climb rope yet? Campbell, you're up.
Oh, I'd forgotten how it felt to sneak a kiss in school.
It always looked like fun.
So I'll be finished here in a second, and then we can go.
Great, great. I thought we'd try this new place I just read about.
Campbell, you're not even trying.
Sorry, you were saying?
Yeah, I read a great review of this new restaurant. Apparently the chef is from...
No one is leaving until Campbell climbs the rope.
Excuse me for a moment.
Come on! Through English. Toughen up. You can do it. Let's go, Campbell. Everybody's waiting.
Come on, Crane. Nobody is going home until you haul that fat bucket of lard to the top.
I can't.
Just give me a few minutes and I'll be ready to go. Oh, I just need you to do one thing.
Drop and give me 20, Crane.
I beg your pardon?
Could you just round up the basketballs and put them in the rack over there? Thanks.
Frasier? Niles has something he needs to tell you. Go on, tell him. I'm sick of hearing you complain.
I made a mistake partnering with Jim. Our styles never really meshed, which wasn't my fault. But that didn't stop him from losing his temper during a match. And he yelled at me.